Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and clear, with sunny skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect mild temperatures as the evening sets in. A pleasant day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a report in the New York Times reveals Hezbollah is facing its worst economic crisis in years. This insight comes from Israel Hayom just 49 minutes ago. Also, the government plans to allocate 1 billion shekels for urgent military purchases and extend the emergency state. This update comes from Mariv from 2 hours ago. Also this hour, 4 suspects, including a mother and son, have been arrested for a murder that occurred earlier this year. Details from Israel Hayom just 24 minutes ago. Separately, Ynet reports on Israel's strategic changes along the Syrian border. Trenches and barriers are now in place as of this afternoon. And finally, Regavim has filed an appeal against EU sanctions, as reported by I24 News 5 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Israel Hayom, English, noted just minutes ago that Hezbollah is grappling with a severe financial crisis. Hillel Neuer, a well-known human rights advocate, posted 6 minutes ago, making controversial remarks about an alleged Mossad operation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared 10 minutes ago their analysis on peace prospects with Israel, highlighting ongoing threats from Iran and Hamas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's financial troubles, the New York Times report, covered by Israel Hayom, indicates that funding sources have dried up. Conversations with Lebanese, American, and Israeli sources corroborate this crisis. The implications could affect Hezbollah's activities across the region, impacting security dynamics. Turning to the Israeli government's military expenditure plans, Me'ariv reports that an additional 1 billion shekels will be directed towards urgent defense needs. This is part of an ongoing state of emergency, highlighting the government's focus on preparedness. For the public, this means heightened security measures in the near term. Meanwhile, the murder investigation that led to 4 arrests today has been ongoing since January. Israel Hayom details that the breakthrough came this morning when investigators publicly moved forward. This development underscores the complexity of criminal investigations in Israel. On the Syrian border, Ynet reveals that the IDF has completed significant fortifications. The military's efforts in reshaping the frontier are part of a broader strategy to deter cross-border threats. This change aims to enhance security for communities near the border. Finally, Regavim's appeal against EU sanctions, as reported by I24 News, is precedent-setting. The case could redefine interactions between Israeli organizations and international bodies. Its outcome may influence future diplomatic engagements. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on the hidden costs of employing foreign workers in Israel. Despite financial assistance, families face substantial expenses beyond the caregiver's salary. Separately, Tech highlights the surge in Israel's defense budget since the war began. The budget has nearly tripled, with the prime minister advocating for further increases. This reflects the nation's focus on bolstering defense capabilities. And finally, Maariv Business shares good news for northern residents. A new discount chain branch has opened in Nesher, offering a range of products at lower prices. This development is expected to boost local commerce. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.